something big in their lives. And to talk about it for a few minutes. And so they prepare a TED Talk because it's kind of like their biggest deal in a snapshot. In 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes at most. To distill it down to its very essence and put your great idea before you. Well, David Brooks, a New York Times columnist and an author and a thinker about big things, did a 5 minute TED Talk last year, in which he says that there are two sets of values that are often in competition with each other inside of us. He says we have our resume values and our eulogy values. Yeah, think about that for a second. He said we need to decide which kinds of values we're going to live for. Resume values are like achievements and skills, doing something well, the things you put on a resume. And eulogy values are more of the depth dimension. Love, loyalty, who we are, not so much what we do. The kinds of things that people will say of you after you're gone. It's a great TED Talk. I have the URL I'll post the script for the sermon on the website. You can click on the URL and find it. It's only 5 minutes, but it's a great 5 minutes. Well, what David Brooks is essentially advocating is living for eulogy values, living for the depth dimension, living for the sake of not just doing, but being. And every once in a while, we see someone who's doing exactly that, letting go of making something of their life and choosing rather to be someone in life. Like Mary, Lazarus and Martha's sister in Bethany. She'd seen a few things in life. She had been a follower of Jesus for a couple of years. They were close friends. She had seen him heal. She watched and heard the inspiration that happened around him as he spoke and as he acted and as he lived. She'd been at meals with him. She'd seen him tangle with the religious authorities. Perhaps most strikingly, she had watched as he brought her brother back to life. And here he is, back in her house, on his way to Jerusalem, where he will walk into the biggest conflict of his life. And she knows there is a lot at stake. How can she offer her support to him at a time like this? How can she show her commitment and her affection adequately? What can she do that would adequately show that she's all in with him? And so she takes a jar of nard, a kind of a perfume, hugely expensive and precious, the kind of stuff that people saved up for their whole lives so that they would be able to take care of the body of a loved one after they die. Take care of them in their death. And she breaks it open, pours it all out, and bathes his feet in it. This is a powerful, costly, deeply intimate, and bold demonstration of her love.
Amen.
She takes the thing that was meant to care for the dead and offers it as care for the living. She faces the wrath of those who were living for their resumes in order to pour out in an act of love that would be mentioned in the eulogy and remembered even today.
season.
Throughout the season of Lent, has been cleaning house, the way of letting go, clearing out both physically in order to live lighter and focus more in our lives, but also clearing out that internal space, letting go within that internal space and trusting within that space too. Clear the chaos and the clutter, clear our eyes that we may see all the things that we can matter. Be at peace. Simply be. And I guess what Mary puts in front of us today is a kind of an ultimate letting go. Letting go of the power that our own mortality wields in our lives. She's dealing with the stuff of death that she's pouring it out in life. We do a lot of things to avoid the reality of death in our lives. There's a whole industry out there, several actually, but one that's intended to make you feel like you're not getting old by painting and talking and all the rest of it. Right? And then there's another industry out there that is intended to keep death when it happens as far away and as clinical as possible. Now, staying young and healthy is a good thing. But it can take on a desperateness, you know. And when that happens, we know that mortality, our mortality, is jerking us around. We're followers of Jesus. People of the resurrection. Followers of the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Followers of the one who refused to bow down to those even when they were threatening him with death. He knew that there were more important things than survival. If our fear of death keeps us from living, then something needs to change. We need to face our mortality and come to terms with it so that we are free from its grip.
Amen.
And we can live. Mary shows us that when we come to terms with our mortality, we can pour ourselves out in life with a new kind of generosity and a new kind of freedom. We can start living our eulogy, not just a resume. Bible study this week. Dolores put me on to the words of the mother of Sarah Burke, who this week told of something that her daughter did. Sarah Burke, you may know the name. She was a freestyle skier, like a world-class Canadian freestyle skier, who won 4 gold medals in the 2010 Winter Cross Games. And she was instrumental. She lobbied and was instrumental in having the half-pipe become an Olympic sport in 2014. Unfortunately, Sarah died in a terrible accident when she was training in Utah. She died in 2012, at the age of 24. When she died, her family was faced with the very difficult decision of whether or not to use her young and strong organs for transplant. Now there's a facing of mortality for you. They looked for a donor card that would give them a clear sense of what Sarah would have wanted. She was only 24, and she even thought of this. Had she even imagined it? Well, her husband found her donor card. And as if she had anticipated this event, Sarah had written across the side of her donor card, take it all. That
living for the eulogy,
not for the resume.
Not holding it back in fear of death. Just imagine the moment that she wrote it. That's not holding back. That's taking the most precious gift we have, our very life, who we are, and giving it away. Pour it out. Trusting that the one who gave it to us in the first place, that's what it takes to be faithful and will sustain us no matter what happens. In the end, it's all about trusting God with life and with death. Pouring ourselves out for the sake of love in the world, following in the way of the resurrected one and his way of life. Will you join me in prayer? A new day, God, a whole day. You've given us a day. We breathe in and we breathe out and we sense the miracle in our bodies. We move around and we feel the pain and the wonder of how we are made. We look around and as we take the time, we notice how light bounces off some things and seems to get sucked in by others. How fearful and wonderful you have made this world, O God. That's what the writers of old said, and we can see why. We bring you our week today, God. This week, with big things and little things in it, the monumental and the ordinary, we bring it all to you. This little part of our lifetime. Thank you for it. For the times we have made mistakes in this part of our lifetime, we are sorry and we ask you to forgive us. For opportunities to love as you want us to love, we are grateful. We bring you our people, those who are sick, those who are sad, those who are lonely, those who struggle in life. Pray for Sam, who is 3, and is in the hospital. For Lucas, who is in need of healing. For Sarah Elizabeth Gilchrist, born a little more than a week ago to Paris in the hospital. For Mom, who is sick at home with the flu. For Joshua, in need of strength. Elijah, in need of healing. And all others who are in our hearts and minds today, whose names are before us and whose candles we have lit. Holy One, we bring you our world. Where some don't have a safe home to live in, help us be a part of the recreating of the world in a safer, more loving way. And here at Northwood, we bring you our lifetime together. We want to be used as an instrument of your love in this place and in this neighborhood. Take us and shape us to make us thy instrument. We bring you ourselves, our lifetimes, ourselves as containers of your life. Help us to have a loose hold on our life and a strong hold on our heart.